wants to do. Come here, Karen Welch. Come here. Hopefully all of you, and if not so far, it will be soon. All of you have subscribed to the Aslanroars and on the aslanroars.com website, A-S-L-A-N, roars.com. If you go on there, there's normally devotionals posted, though not in the last 6 days, because things have been going on. And there are prophetic words that are posted often. And they're kept, they're archived, so you can go back and look at them. One of the ones that's interesting is the word that was given months ago about we're coming into the season of fire and ice, and our winter. And if you've noticed the fires, the wildfire, have you seen pictures of that thing out in California, the fire tornadoes? That's very, very unusual. And we're going to see a lot more wildfires and those kind of things. And again, you say, why would God give you a word about something that's sort of a disaster? Same thing about Israel. There's signs in the natural that represent that God's just doing some amazing things in the spirit realm. But he also shakes up a people. He challenges their hearts. He causes them to begin to yearn for him again and long for him again. And the northeastern part of our country has gone through a lot last few years. They've experienced two great awakenings. Yet their hearts are so cold. They don't long for the things of God. So God's going to shake things up. He doesn't sit idly by in reference to those he gave his life for, that he longs for. But if you haven't subscribed to that, all you do is go online, and then it doesn't cost you anything. Now, you can give and donate if you want to. We'd love for you to. But I don't get a penny from it, personally. But it's a great ministry. I think it's one of the things that God's doing. It's not the best or the only, but it's something. And so I just encourage you. And we got some, I guess we can sign up somewhere. Karen will tell you about that. We think it's a vehicle that God's using. It's been a transition. It was just a personal website, sort of a blog that was started a while back, just to post prophetic things and then to start to post devotional things for people. And we have people that read those devotionals all over the world, actually, which is amazing to me. In places that I'll go all the time, they go, yeah, I'm an Aslanroars, churches I've never heard of, not CC churches, other churches all over, who I'll get something and say, can we use this in our Sunday school, adult Sunday school, we want to start our whole church, get that. And it exists for the glory of God. And there's been this little transition that Aslanroars has now gone from a ministry, it was really like a website, to like full-blown ministry now, that exists just to help birth sustainable revival. And in a person's life, in a church's life, and geographically. And we went to Africa, and there were some assignments that Archbishop Bates had given me, and there are people here who aren't CC, so none of this may make any sense to you. There were a couple of assignments, but we did things in between. And we did things in between that were beyond the assignment that we paid for ourselves and did. And those were really, though we ministered mostly all CC people. Well, not all. There was a bunch of people who came to meetings. It was kind of an Aslanroars thing. Because we're doing conferences and stuff that are called Aslanroars conferences. This is an Aslanroars conference, and it's an ecumenical thing just to help birth, ignite sustainable revival in persons. Again, we don't want a visitation; we want a habitation. And so we're going through a transition. The website will be changing here soon. And we'll share a lot of those things. And Karen, God has brought her on board, and she's the ministry director. She just helps keep everything going. And so without her, because I just don't have the time to do that, so without her, she just makes things flow. And so, where'd that microphone go? Sorry, Mike. So Karen might want to say something to you, but I want you to meet her and pray for her. This is Karen.
Hey. I think a lot of you probably already get your Aslanroars, but if you don't see me, I'll go give you a card that has the address you can sign up on, or if you just want to give me your email, I'll sign you up. But we're really excited. The vision for the website is not just informational, it's incarnational, but it would also be Christ-like in a representation and a ministry in themselves as people read the testimonies. Because the site is really going to be declaring the deeds of the Lord. Wherever we go, whatever we're doing, and there'll be events listed on there that you may want to partake of. as I said, if you all have testimonies of things that God has done in this conference or has moved from some of the ministries that Bishop's already mentioned that they've been a part of, we really want to share that. Not about building up a ministry, but about testifying to really what God is doing in this move, that people's hearts would be ignited and that this revival would continue to spread and move out.
Amen. So what we're going to do is that we want to take up an offering. And I've watched so many ministries over the year manipulate for money, so this isn't about it. That's what we didn't want to charge at all. This is freebie stuff. We want to go. But we also have some expenses for here. Our speaker is going to come tomorrow. We want to bless him. And he's going to give us some things that are going to be similar to what I've shared from a different slant. So God's going to reinforce some of the things, especially sensing what God's saying and doing. It's going to be a lot of fun. And great, not young like young, but when you're 61, everybody starts getting younger. But you'll enjoy this brother a great deal. So to be able to bless him and some costs, and also to sow into Aslan Roars, some of the things that we want to do. And so we're just going to ask that you just listen to the Holy Spirit and you give whatever God tells you to give. We'll take an offering tonight, tomorrow night. But just I think you just make it out for Christ the King. Is that right, Karen? Is it just make it out to CTK? Because the Aslan Roars is getting its own nonprofit thing. We can just filter through that way. So you can just put CTK. And whatever you give will go towards covering expenses for this conference and honorariums and things like that, but also will sow in to helping Aslan Roars make this transition. And I think it's an effective ministry that touches a lot of people, that has integrity and has an anointing on it, so you can do that. Give them a couple of minutes, guys. It takes long to write like 7 or 8 zeros at the end of the number you put up. And I just thank God for your faith and obedience. Again, not a penny that you give is going to go into my pocket. Now, of course, if you're just driven, you want to bless me, just write a check out to the Charles W. Jones Memorial Vacation Fund, and then we'll thank God for our worship team, huh? Awesome. We even had a couple of pieces missing, but it's awesome. God's doing. Some of the people who are here that are sort of regular folks who travel with me to do conferences on personal and parish revival, and I see a lot of people healed and people filled with the Spirit, people long for the gifts to be released, and one is the rocket scientist, Father Dan Witt, and his amazing wife, Deborah, and also Gail Ferguson, who's one of the real trusted voices in my life prophetically. She's a proven servant. Father Tuck will go overseas, I think, more than just going overseas stuff. And just a prophetic word, I think Jerry Sharpless is going to be a good part of that, too. By the way, now that you've volunteered. So I want to show you how this thing works again sometimes, because I don't have the complete word. Somebody else has got the complete word. Lord just showed me that he's doing a spinal tap on you. That's not a bad thing. But I could probe and get the word, but we want to do this thing in partnership. So who's got the... Just stop for a second. Everybody just pray for a second. The Lord may the spirit of prophecy, the testament of Jesus be released in our midst now. So you just got the rest of it. Probably 10 or 11 of you do, but you got to, only one of them can do it. Who is it? Come on. I'll call your name. It's a lot less painful to do it this way. Donna. You got it, Jed. Jed, the dread, all the enemy's activity. Dan, also God shifting a few things, sort of moving some things out of the way as he brings the command. So this is the Lord. that's doing the shifting. Alrighty. Bless you all for your offering. I want to go over just a few minutes, just this whole thing about how the prophetic functions in this kind of setting. We talked this today about prophetic life, living in the prophetic situationally and transrationally. We also talked about another level being prophetic ministry. Some people move in more prophetic ministry. But also we talked about the prophetic office. One of the things I didn't tell you about the prophetic office is that almost all the time, this is something I learned from others and have discovered as I've watched people be raised up to a prophetic office, is that almost all the time there's something unusual or odd about their birth. It's one of the signs that God uses to sort of identify a person who has a prophetic office. but this is what happens most of the time. We're ministering to individuals, and the calling of my life is, and I'm so grateful for Christ King, because I get to practice a lot personal prophetic, which I think is the thing I do the worst. The other stuff, the international stuff, the things, the signs of the natural, and that kind of stuff, words and speaking the political scenes, that kind of stuff, that's really what comes easier for me. Isn't that weird? Because I get that whole thing I've told you about, that screen, and there's just these visions that are running, and it's like that all the time. It's like a movie that never stops running. And almost all the time, those are words that have to transcend personal stuff. They have to do with cities and nations and government and geopolitical things, that kind of stuff, and signs of the natural. And if you get the as in war stuff, you know, we see that happen a lot. There'll be a word that will come out about different things, and storms will happen, or this will happen, or what kind of thing. And it's important that we pay attention to those kind of stuff. But this is, in some ways, to me, so relevant to what we're going to do tonight, because it touches people's lives in such a profound way. And I love to see Jesus just do that. Again, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. And Jesus just comes, reveals the secrets of the heart, uproots, pulls down, overthrows, destroys, and builds and plants, not just on an international level, but also on a personal level. We saw some things happen today. Prophetic words are just cool, aren't they? Having said, don't be a prophetic junkie. It's very addictive. And it's not like I want you to run from it or get really cool about it or distant, because it's really awesome. And it's such an important part of what we do. What I've modeled to you, we'll model again tonight, is, as we had, and I've purposely wanted to show off to you, the young people, but also demonstrate to you what we're doing here, because that's an important regular part of our ministry. And we do that every Sunday morning, not after the Eucharist, it's right before the preaching. But I bring up young adults, and they just minister prophetically every Sunday. And they're just very comfortable. Now we have, again, older people who are also prophetic, but we're just raising up a generation. And they're just incredibly anointed. They're fearless. Because I put them on the spot on purpose. Remember the word the Lord gave us this morning? Is that when you put somebody on the spot and they go for it, they're usually almost always spot on. Alright, that's the word the Lord gave me this morning. I was just doing that. Lord said to us, they're spot on because you put them on the spot and they risked it. Most of the time, again, the way the prophetic comes in this kind of a setting is you get these faint impressions, these whispers from the Lord. I reference this scripture, but let me reference it again. And I'm not going to teach a long time tonight. I want us to do the stuff. Alrighty? This is Elijah. We reference this. And the Lord said in verse 11, 1 Kings 19, "Go forth and stand on the mountain before the Lord. Behold, the Lord was passing by, and a great and strong wind was rending the mountains and breaking in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of a gentle blowing. And it came about when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, a voice came to him and said, 'What are you doing here, Elijah?'" And so in all those big things, we look for these big things. But God's training us. He's wanting to teach us. One of the reasons that God works in dark sayings And one of the reasons that he does is general, he wants us to become sensitive. And he forces us to need him, to press in, to discover more about him. So he does it that way so that we, because God's all about relationship with us. And so he loves to draw us in because we have to. So if you're hungry for his presence and hungry for the things he does, he just does things in certain ways that you don't always get. So you become utterly dependent and you become a heavy-duty pursuer of his presence. That he trains you to become real sensitive. There'll be times when God will speak in the earthquake or the fire or the loud wind. But most of the time, it's just the gentle blowing. And so what you just learn to be sensitive to those impressions. Sometimes the impressions, just like in healing ministry, can happen physically. You'll have something different happening to you physically, and you just simply stop and try to hear the Lord. Hey, God, what are you saying? You know? And so it's like, why is my left arm hurting? It could be something as simple as the Lord saying, it's that person, their wife. You know, their wife. Is that he's like the right arm, she's like the left arm. He's really going through a hard time. I want you to speak in that situation more. It could be other physical things. Most of the time for me, it's like the vision thing comes down into a little cartoon size, little iPhone size. I just begin to see pictures and stuff over people. You know, like I'll see a vision of a spinal tap or some of the other things that I saw earlier that I was just showing you. But then often I'll just get words, like just this thought comes to me. Or like I said earlier today, I'll see something on a person. There's just something on them. And it could just be, there's just the God's on them. And I don't know what in the world he's going to say. And I don't have it before I open my mouth. I just go and start opening my mouth. I just see that God's on them. There are times when I see angels standing behind people and pointing at them. And in an atmosphere where there's God's presence is very heavy and thick, that happens a lot. I remember Mike Pacella was there, I think, Father Mark and Rosemary there. We were doing a retreat up in Massachusetts for the Northeast. Because words of knowledge are so connected to the prophetic because they're insights of what's going on. Now, I remember, I thought of this one. I guess the Holy Spirit will tell you because maybe there's somebody here. There, I just gave this word. I said, there's somebody here who's just discovered a lump in your left breast. You've just been to the doctor. They said, it's cancer and God's going to heal you. Of course, this lady started screaming. She came up and she got healed. And there was a lot of that happening that night, and all that happened because I saw angels standing behind people, just like pointing at them. And so God makes it easy that way, like, yeah, Lord, you're pointing at them, like, chuck, 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 this one, this one, this one. Because I'm so sensitive to the Holy Spirit, this one, this one, this one. But most of the time, it's this little impression, and just the thought, you know, or an idea, and you just go for it. Also, and what I said earlier, you'll see somebody's face and they'll remind you of somebody. And you'll think, when I think about that person, what do I think? You know, they were really strong in this, or they were that, or they were this, you know, they were whatever. And God will project that onto that person and go, okay, I just believe that God is saying this, that, and the other. Because they remind you of something or some person. And then usually once you give them the word and that moment's done, you're like, I don't look at that person at all. But God just used their expression or their physical appearance and somehow remind you of somebody or some situation that you were in. You just let God speak to you. A fun one was, this was probably 8.5 years ago, we were in Budumbujio in the western part of Uganda. And we were in, what's the name of that place? Buzunga. Donna, wasn't that it? Buzunga? Yeah. Yeah, work on it. It sounds like that. And this is Donna, who, by the way, if you ever have anybody who knows how to cook African food, you let me know. We'll send it by UPS to Donna, because she is an amazing feaster of African food. Right, Donna? Yes. And so we're in Buzunga, and it's a refugee camp, really. It's kind of become a permanent village. There's a gazillion people. And we had this service we were doing. So it was a CC thing, so it was a processional. And I'm walking in with my hat and all that jazz. And there's these little kids standing off to the side. I had this real impression. And I never thought about it after that. I just thought I was being nice. And this little impression that says, give this little kid your zucchetto. Probably 5 years old. And I don't have any zucchettos because the Holy Spirit always tells me to give them away. I'd like the Holy Spirit to start paying for them if he's going to keep doing that. Those little guys are expensive. Jeez, I'm going to start making them out of paper. That's the thing, Rosemary. We start making some out of paper. No. And so I walked in there as a little kid. I just took my zucchetto off. And we were walking in the processional. And I went over there and I put my zucchetto on top of his head. He thought that was cool. All the kids got around him. I hadn't heard anything else about it 8.5 years ago. On this last trip to Africa and Uganda, Bishop Hannington says, did you know that little kid, their family was Roman Catholic? And many Roman Catholics know the Lord, but evidently they didn't know the Lord. And they said, when God used, you put in the zucchetto that little kid so much, it so affected their lives in Christ, and they committed their little boy to Jesus to serve him all the days of life. And he was baptized and confirmed in the CEC Church. Isn't that cool? Just because I heard this little thing says, why don't you give that little kid the zucchetto? And I thought I was just being a nice guy. But I was actually, it was a prophetic word. It transformed your life. In that same meeting, and I didn't know about this until Hannington told me 8.5 years ago, he just told me this. I also had a word of knowledge, like a prophetic word. I said, there's somebody here who's having who has seizures, but they're not really seizures, it's demonic, and God wants to heal you. But I never knew what happened to that. But on the hill, there was like this small outpost of soldiers, because rebels from Congo would cross the river that was right there. And evidently this soldier, they had these grass huts with these soldiers, and came down. People heard the word, knew who it was. They went and got the soldier off the hill, brought him down, and he had falling sickness, is what they call it, which was seizures, epilepsy. So people prayed for him. He got healed, and 8.5 years later, he left the army years ago, and he just serves the Lord. He just keeps up churches. He just goes and sweeps and repairs and cleans, all that stuff, and he's never had a seizure in 8.5 years. It was just an impression. Now, what if I'd have been too afraid to give that word? Or what if I'd not obeyed that little impression about giving that boy the zucchetto? The little boy got born again. He's going to serve the Lord all of his life. His parents gave him to Jesus to serve all of his life, just because of a little impression. So you understand, these are important things. Okay? Images, words that come in front of you, things that you see, what you see on people, things you hear. All right? And don't be afraid. Guess what? You're doing it for His glory. Not just so that He'll be glorified, but you're doing it for His glory, for His approval, not anybody else's. And if you seem to miss it, then God's saying to you that you've brought pleasure. It ravishes His heart because you stepped out in faith, got down in the dirt, and took the risk because it's for others. Amen? So, in the spirit of honor of Wimber, you ready to do this stuff? A little more enthusiasm than that. You guys are funny.